You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Why can't we talk more openly and publicly about stocks?
Two answers before you even get started. I don't know, and if I did, we wouldn't talk about it anyway.
Something as simple and innocuous as this becomes a challenge for all of us to maintain accountability control of our critical infrastructure systems. This actually contains the Stuxnet virus. It's impacting industrial control. Is this something that's coming after the homeland? If you get up in the morning and turn off your alarm and make coffee,
power plants, power grids,
and pump gas,
transportation, telecommunication,
and use the ATM, you've touched industrial control systems. It's what powers our lives.
Most of these systems are relatively easy for a sophisticated hacker to get into.
The security experts who are studying Stuxnet really think it required the resources of a nation state.
It spread to any Windows machine in the entire world.
We didn't know if it was set to turn off all electricity plants around the world, or it would start shutting things down or launching some attack.
It was blowing up centrifuges, and it was leaving no trace.
There have been assassinations of nuclear scientists.
Some human assets had to be involved. Spies.
It went beyond our worst fears, our worst nightmares.
This is not your ordinary criminal doing this. This is someone bigger.
The monster turned against its creators, and now everyone is in this game.
This has the whiff of August 1945. Somebody just used a new weapon, and this weapon will not be put back into the box.
You've been focusing on Stuxnet, but that was just a small part of a much larger mission.
So that was the trailer to Alex Gibney's Zero Days, a brilliant documentary on the Stuxnet virus, often seen as the first cyber attack of its kind, signaling the dawn of a new age of warfare. But what is Stuxnet? It's a top secret computer worm that is now widely accepted to have been designed by the US and Israel to infect and disrupt the Iranian nuclear facility at Natanz. And it was reported to be first authorized by President Bush and later reauthorized by President Obama. It destroyed roughly a fifth of Iran's nuclear centrifuges and worked by speeding up and slowing down the uranium enrichment centrifuges until they exploded, all whilst falsely reporting to the monitoring systems that operation was entirely normal. The virus eventually made its way out of the facility and infected computers around the world, leading to a massive scare in cybersecurity circles. The attack was virtually impossible to track directly, and its true power lay in its anonymity. An attack like this is considered an unambiguous use of force and likely breaches international law and is regarded as an illegal act of war, even according to the Defense Department's own definition. According to NSA links, Stuxnet was only a small part of a much larger mission. In the event of an Israeli invasion of Iran, it was likely the US would have to join, so they reportedly spent hundreds of millions on a program called Nitro Zeus, targeting all Iranian systems. They built in attacks on the Iranian command and control systems to cripple communications, infiltrated air defense systems, and went after civilian support systems, power grids, transportation, communications, and finance. Nitro Zeus was the plan for a full-scale cyber war with Iran with no attribution. Since the initial attacks, though, at Natanz, Iran developed its cyber warfare unit, Cyber Defense Command. As of 2013, it was the fourth largest cyber army in the world, and this power was flexed when Iranian hackers struck the largest oil company, Saudi Aramco, nearly obliterating its corporate IT infrastructure and bringing the company close to collapse. Iran also launched the largest attack on US banks in history, targeting JP Morgan Chase, Wells Fargo, and American Express. An attempt was also made to shut down a New York dam. All of this was likely a message to the US that too can play a back game. I highly recommend you watch the full documentary to get a scope of what cyber warfare might turn into. It's free to watch on YouTube and the title is Zero Days.
Worry Week on The Wire.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.